2 Kings, chapter 3. Now Jehoram, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years, and he wrought evil in the sight of Yahweh. But not like his father, and like his mother, for he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he clung to the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin, and he did not depart from them. And Mesha, king of Moab, was a sheep master, and rendered to the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams with the wool. But it came to pass, when Ahab was dead, that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And King Jehoram went out of Samaria the same time and numbered all Israel. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, "The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me against Moab to battle?" And he said, "I will go up. I am as you, my people as your people, and my horses as your horses." And he said, "Which way shall we go up?" And he answered, "The way through the wilderness of Edom." So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey. And there was no water for the host, and for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, "Oh, that Yahweh had called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of Yahweh, that we might inquire of Yahweh through him?" And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, "There is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah." And Jehoshaphat said, "The word of Yahweh is with him." And so the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said to the king of Israel, "What have I to do with you? Get you to the prophets of your father and to the prophets of your mother." And the king of Israel said to him, "No, because Yahweh has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab." And Elisha said, "As Yahweh of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward you nor see you. But now, bring me a minstrel." And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of Yahweh came upon him, and he said, "Thus says Yahweh, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says Yahweh, you will not see wind, neither will you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that you might drink, both you and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of Yahweh. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand, and he will smite every fenced city and every choice city, and will fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones." And it came to pass in the morning, when the meal offering was offered, that, behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the kings were come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armor, and upward, and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. And they said, "This is blood! The kings are surely killed, and they have smitten one another. Now, therefore, Moab, to the spoil!" And when they'd come to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward, smiting the Moabites, even into their country. And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone, and filled it. And they stopped all the wells of water, and felled all the good trees. Only in Kirharesheth left they the stones of it. Howbeit the slingers went about and smote it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too much for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through even to the king of Edom, but they could not. And then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him for a burnt offering on the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land. End of chapter 3.